The Gospel of Matthew tells us, if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Forgiveness is a central tenet of the Christian faith. Today, this principle is guiding a remarkable transformation in Rwanda. 20 years ago, the small country in Central Africa was torn apart by one of the most horrific acts of violence of the last century. The Rwanda genocide saw approximately 1 million people killed in just 100 days. The images that emerged from Rwanda in 1994 caused shock around the world. In Ireland, a church collection to help people fleeing the violence raised £6 million. This money funded an emergency response from Throkra that served over 200,000 people. When the violence stopped, Throkra continued its work. 20 years later, we are still working in Rwanda. Forgiveness has proven to be a key theme of this work. Through the National Commission for Justice and Peace, Throkra has helped with the long and difficult process of reconciliation, bringing together perpetrators and survivors of the genocide in the hope of peace. As one survivor of the genocide recently told me, being angry will not bring back the dead. If you have to live in peace with the people who are alive, this is the best thing. Part of the story of Rwanda today is one of confession, forgiveness, and reconciliation. The scars will not heal overnight. Even when reconciled, millions of people in Rwanda face a daily battle against dehumanizing poverty. People remain deeply traumatized by the events of 1994, but with support, they are slowly rebuilding their lives and establishing a peaceful future for their country, living Matthew's gospel each and every day.